Welcome, everyone. You're listening to A Cup of Clarity, the podcast for women who want to get clear and live life with more purpose, presence, and peace. I'm your host, Jeanette Millian. I'm a longtime educator, certified life coach, and speaker. And together with conscious experts I interview, I'm here to offer you insight for intentional living. So, if you're ready to start living life from the inside out, grab your cup, take a sip, and listen in. Welcome to today's episode of A Cup of Clarity podcast. How are you today? Well, I do hope all is well with you, and I hope you're having a great day so far. Thank you for tuning in. So I'm sure that you all get those reminders on Facebook that show a memory from a day from years before. I don't know if you're like me, but I really do love getting those. I love how they take you back to a certain time, place, or moment that was special. And just having that memory sort of takes you back there. Well, I'll share with you that I'm not sure why, but my brain did a whole Facebook thing on me today and brought up an old memory from over 20 years ago. It was the memory of an anniversary trip that my ex-husband and I took to the Napa Valley. We had just finished this wonderful 3-hour tour through the Napa Valley, just as like the sun was setting, on the Napa Valley wine train. And it was this wonderful, romantic dinner. It was a delicious 5-course meal that was paired with a wine selection for each course. And it had already been a long day by the time it was over, and we were both tired, and it was late at night. We also had a bit of a drive back to our hotel, which was in Sonoma, and we were currently in Napa. So this was before the days of cell phones and GPS navigation devices, and I just wanted to get back to the hotel in the quickest way possible. So I took out the good old map of the area and found us what I thought was a better and faster route there. Because right there on the map was this wonderful little thing called the Oakville Grade, and it looked like a straight shot right across to where we needed to go. You know how in life an idea sometimes seems better in your head than it actually does in real life? Yeah, this was one of those cases. It turns out that the Oakville Grade was just that. It was an incredibly winding road that soon started to gain elevation. And it started out okay at first, but then the hairpin turn started and there was no guardrail on the side. I mean, this was, again, late at night and it wasn't illuminated at all. A wrong turn and we could have ended up on the bottom of the mountain. You know, as we continued to climb and turn and climb and turn, as luck would have it, it started to get foggy. The visibility got worse the further we kept driving, and soon enough, it started to rain as well. Needless to say, I was on the edge of my seat. I mean, my heart was racing, my palms were sweating, and I was trying my best to keep it together just to help us see the road ahead, but all we could see was just as far as the lights from the car would illuminate. After about 45 minutes of this, we decided that we needed to turn around because we didn't know how much more we had before we got to the other side. So in the foggy, rainy, pitch black darkness, we made this risky 3-point turn on a divided 2-lane highway with a major drop off the side of the mountain. It was a moment I'll never forget. Now, thankfully, we were successful and headed back down that damn Oakville Grade, which was still scary on the way down. Bottom line, what seemed like the best course of action to take that night set us back over 2 hours to get back to our hotel. Lesson learned. I share this story with you today because trying to access the clarity in our lives is kind of like that drive on the Oakville grade. When fog, the rain, worry, the fear and uncertainty are at the forefront of our thoughts, clarity gets pushed away. You know, we need clarity in our lives to determine our direction, determine our purpose, and live our life with intention. The truth is that clarity is always available to us. It's our human factory default settings, kind of like our computers. It's an important part of living our lives on purpose and with intention. So, what does clarity do for us, you ask? Well, clarity really minimizes doubt and increases our self-confidence. When we have clarity, frustration ceases and we have less confusion. When we want to set goals or create a plan and take action to move forward in life, we need clarity. When we have clarity, we make better decisions that are aligned with our core values. And it seems as though happiness and joy are staples in our lives when we have clarity. And what I love about having clarity is that energy that ignites a spark within. The reason why we find it so hard to access it in our lives is because of all the things we allow to get in the way of it. And one of those things is our limiting beliefs. You know those. Those are the beliefs that we have that we've carried with us throughout our life, and they cause us to believe that they are the truth, the only truth. Our limiting beliefs cause us to remain stuck with indecision. They chip away at our confidence and our courage. And it's these beliefs that cause fear within us, the kind of fear that prevent us from moving forward, trying new experiences, or taking risks. They prevent us from reaching our fullest potential or going after our dreams. You know, as a coach, one of the main things I help my clients with as they go through my life redesign program is to be aware of their thoughts and let go of their limiting beliefs. Some of the most common ones I see are, I don't have what it takes to go after what I want. That's the fear of failure. Or making money and having success is like such a struggle and it requires a lot of effort and time. It's that fear of success. Relationships are hard. People can't really be trusted. I don't do relationships well. That's the fear of rejection. Can you recognize any of these in your own thought processes? You know, how often do you hear yourself say, I should, or I have to, or I can't? You know, these limiting beliefs cause us to remain right where we are and not take another step forward in the direction of our dreams. So we need to be aware of them and how they affect our lives. Do you know that Michelangelo had doubts about being able to paint the Sistine Chapel? This is a true story. He was asked by Pope Julius II to do the Sistine Chapel instead of additional sculptures that the Pope had commissioned him for. Well, he reminded the Pope that he was a sculptor, not a painter or an artist, but the Pope felt that he was the right guy for the job and told him so. The story goes that Michelangelo fled to Florence to get away from the Pope, and he was there for about 2.5 years and kind of went into hiding to avoid having to do the project. Can you relate to avoiding something because it was scary? Because it seemed like it was too much? Or because it was out of your comfort zone? Well, let me remind you that real growth starts at the end of our comfort zone. As we all know, the Sistine Chapel is considered one of the greatest masterpieces of all time. Bottom line, Michelangelo doubted his abilities. This brilliant artist lacked confidence. And I can bet that all the chatter in his brain led him to believe he couldn't pull it off. It's hard to access the clarity you need when your limiting beliefs are like a wall that prevent anything new from coming in. Be aware that most of these beliefs were formed in childhood from your parents or someone in a role of authority in your life. Others come from your own personal experiences and the time you tried and didn't succeed at something. So you created a belief around that experience. When you can pinpoint what your limiting beliefs are, you can start working on the action to take to release them. So I encourage you to use a journal to think about the limiting beliefs you have and be honest with yourself about how it's holding you back in life. One of the other things that blocks clarity in our lives is what's called open loop thinking. And it's called that because it's those hamster in the wheel thoughts that never stop. They're constantly spinning around in your head, distracting you all day long, and then they follow you to bed at night. It's the ongoing chatter in your head that sounds something like this. I have to do the laundry when I get home. I'm out of clean tops for work again. I better make sure to remember to get milk when I go to the grocery store today. Yeah, I'd better write that down. Oh, shoot. I have to make that dentist appointment. I'm already past my 6-month cleaning. I wonder why my friend decided to be so short with me on the phone today. I didn't do anything wrong. Oh, or did I? Did I say something wrong to her? Oh, no. Now she's mad at me. I better make time to call her later just to make sure she's not mad at me. Does any of this sound familiar? I mean, can you relate? This chatter, it just keeps going all day long. What happens is that you carry these thoughts throughout the day and the week, and they just pile up. It's like mental Olympics. It's exhausting. It consumes all of your mental and emotional energy until you're drained. And then add to this all the demands and distractions that are present in your daily life, such as work, your family, emails, social media, and more. With all of these constantly vying for your attention, how on earth will you find the clarity you need? Well, I'm here to tell you that you find it by going within. Finding time for yourself to be alone in silence is important. You need to open yourself up to receive as well. Soften within and be open to new ideas, new ways of thinking, and new possibilities. Create space within by silencing your mind. It's like decluttering all the noise and chatter that swirls around inside your head. Remember that if you're filled with worry and all of the thinking, you're unable to listen to the answers you seek from a deeper place. When you seek clarity, it's important to listen deeply with nothing in the way. So I'll share with you today my SIT tool, and it's one way to achieve this. SIT stands for stillness, introspection, and time. Start by finding that quiet place where you can be free from distractions and alone for a while. Now, I know that if you're a mom of small children especially, finding time alone for quiet and free from distractions is nearly impossible. But if you set your mind to it, I'm sure you can do it and find a place. I love this quote by Paramahansa Yogananda. And it says that when the mind is calm, how quickly, how smoothly, how beautifully you will perceive everything. So you can start by closing your eyes and taking some deep breaths. Focus on your breath, in and out, and be present in the moment, still and silent. You see, it's in the present moment where your power lies. When you're present, you're not thinking about the past, and you're not worrying about the future. Your mind's going to try very hard to pull you away from being quiet, still, and present. But it's in the present moment where you're able to become clear and see things for how they really are. Deepak Chopra says that the mind is just like the river. On the surface, the flow is fast. The waves crash into stones and fall back in, and there's chaos. But as you go down, the flow becomes slow and stable. At the very bottom, flows so still that it hardly looks like the water is moving. Experience the stillness of your mind. When you reach deep down with meditation or focus on any other nourishing type of activity, you'll find the answer to, I don't know what to do, and all the other questions you have in mind. The I in SIT stands for introspection. This is where you can ask empowering questions to become clear. Questions such as, why has this thought shown up? How can I see this situation differently? What is this here to teach me? What is the lesson? Or how can I grow from this experience? It's these kinds of questions that help you grow as an individual and see things from a deeper place. These empowering questions are like the roadmaps to clarity. They allow us to be open and get honest about what's holding us back. They help us dissolve fear in the light of consciousness. The truth is, we're never torn with a decision. We're just not listening. I'll share with you that 12 years ago, I struggled with finding the clarity I needed. I knew deep within that I finally had to make a decision regarding my marriage. It was a decision that I had been mulling over for 5 years. As I look back, I see that the clarity was always there within all along. I knew what I had to do, but the honest truth was I didn't want to face it. I was scared of what was next because I didn't know what was next. I was just shy of my 40th birthday. I had a 5-year-old to raise, and all I kept thinking about was how I was letting everyone down, how I had failed at marriage. I now see how I avoided clarity because it would have offered me the truth and I wasn't ready to face the truth. And so I put it off for 5 years. Eventually, at the insistence of a close friend, I reached out to a therapist who helped me understand what I was feeling and helped me reach within for the answers. As I mentioned before, accessing the clarity we need requires us to take a step forward with courage and be ready for the answers. It requires us to get quiet and ask ourselves the empowering questions with an honest and open heart. And it requires patience. That's why the final letter in the SIT tool is the T, and it stands for time. Give yourself the time needed to access the clarity. Remember that the answers may not always come exactly as you expected, so remain open and ready to receive. I believe in the power of affirmations and the power that they have to rewire our brain. So here are a few affirmations for you to use for clarity. Say them to yourself several times a day. I usually prefer to do my affirmations first thing in the morning and then right before I go to bed. So here are a few for you. I am clear about what's next for me. I get more clarity as each day passes. I appreciate the clarity I gain when sitting with my thoughts. Clarity means peace for me. If you're struggling with a decision or just need to get clear about something in your life, remember that the answers are within. Clarity is our human default setting. Take some time to think about what's keeping you from accessing it in your life. And then take a step forward using the SIT tool to get you started. Thank you once again for being here today. I hope this episode sparked the insight within. To get this episode's toolkit, visit my website at JeanetteMillian.com and click on the podcast tab. And if you enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you would leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. Until next time, I send you love and light. May your cup be full and overflowing.